Salt Lake City officials have outlined a number of new efforts to combat homelessness and crime in the downtown area recently. In addition to Salt Lake City's new Metro Support Bureau, the city is trying to make more housing available to those who need it most. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The new Metro Support Bureau is located at the Gateway Mall, about a block from Pioneer Park. Officers there have arrested more than 400 criminals in the area since it was created in early July. But Chief Burbank says arrests alone will not solve the problems that plague the neighborhood.
If we are beating everything in the area with the police stick, which is simply jail, then we're doing a disservice to this community and to all members of our society.
City officials say in the next 18 months, they want to house 20 of the top users of homeless services and build 300 new housing units for the homeless, which is in line with the state's Housing First initiative. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker noted there might be a need to rezone areas of the city to accommodate homeless service providers outside the Depot District. That's an idea Salt Lake City Councilor Luke Garrett supports.
When they're not concentrated, they're not nuisance uses. They can be in neighborhoods without, you know, there goes the neighborhood, everyone's up in arms because, you know, their property values are going to be lowered. It doesn't have to happen that way at all.
Recently, the city was able to expand services at the Wiegand Homeless Day Center to give more people somewhere to go during the day. Whitney Evans, KUER News.